today, it's our pleasure to have our out-of-town guest for that segment. Her name is Louise Masri.
Young Dewey Oxner, he got a lot of gray from Clemson, wet behind the ears and then some. Simple country guy, now a public defender, subject to weekend benders. He's seen the law work for some folks, leave others far behind. Well, lay it down.
Louise Masri at the Saturday Light Brigade. Some folks might think that you gravitated to Nashville after growing up somewhere else, but you grew up not too far from Nashville, right?
No, I actually grew up about an hour west of town in a little bitty town called McEwen, Tennessee. Which was an old Irish railroad town. My parents were there. They came over from England in the 60s, and they settled there because DuPont hired my father, who's an engineer, to come over. So there's a plant out in West Tennessee, and he was hired to work out there. So I grew up in the Tennessee country with British parents, which is just about as weird as it gets.
Yeah, I can imagine. Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have an older brother and two younger sisters.
And what was there a lot of music in your house growing up, or how did you start to become, you know, involved with music?
You know, I don't know. No, there wasn't a lot of music in our house. My parents could both sing, and my dad could play a little piano. My mom played a little bit of guitar, but, I mean, they certainly weren't musicians by any means. I don't know. I think sometimes you just come out of the womb ready to do something, and from age three, I remember being in my crib and saying, I want to be a singer. And
wow.
So I don't know where that comes from. And I was just terribly shy, and it took me a long, long, long time to actually finally do it. But I didn't do it until my late 20s. But
how old were you when you wrote what you would consider your first song? I mean, a lot of times kids write songs when they're very, very young.
I remember being on my school bus when I was, I guess, I had to be in grade school, I don't know, maybe fifth or sixth grade. And I remember sitting in the very back of the bus. Since we lived way out in the country, we would be on the bus for over an hour. And by the time we got home, we were the only kids left on the bus. And so I sat in the very, very back because the bus driver would drive really fast over big bumps on the dirt roads, and I would bounce up and hit the ceiling. and I thought that was fun. And I would write little songs sitting in the back of the bus, you know, and just sing them to myself, you know, that kind of thing. But, I mean, I don't know. As far as, like, a song sung, I probably in my early 20s,
And then you started to play out around
that
time?
Yeah, well, I started singing in a cover band, and I guess that's what everybody does. And after a while, I just got bored with it, you know. It was like being a jukebox, you know, and I just wanted to write. So I had always written poetry as a kid. So you know, putting the two together, once I finally picked up the guitar, and I'm still not, you know, I have a long way to go playing guitar, but I bought a little book that said guitar chords without fretting, and I stole my brother's Sears guitar from the house and basically just sat there and tried to learn chords.
So you had a silver tone to play along with?
No, it was a little Sears Harmony guitar.
Oh, a Harmony? Okay.
Yeah, you know, this little...
Yeah, there. It's funny. I was just thinking, a local musician just got a silver tone amp, and he was bragging about it. Nathan Zube. Sears? A lot of Sears musical instruments going around.
I know, yeah, that's right.
It's something.
Well, it used to be, you know, especially when you lived out in the country and you didn't have a lot of stores, like we didn't have any stores in our town. You'd wait for that Sears Holiday Wish Book catalog to show up, and that's how you went shopping. You would buy stuff through the Sears catalog. You didn't go, unless we drove into Nashville, we didn't go shopping. So,
Louise Mosry is the voice you're hearing, and do you live in Nashville now?
I don't. I moved about almost a year ago to Western Massachusetts. There's a lot more folk gigs in the Northeast, I discovered, and I was doing a lot of driving from Nashville up to the Northeast to play, and I just thought eventually, and my life kind of worked out that it was a good time for me to make a move, and so I don't know. I just thought, well, where, you know.
Well, that's
Western
great.
Mass,
what city in Western Mass are you in?
I'm in Williamsburg, just outside of Northampton.
Yeah.
So the west side of the state, yeah.
Well, that's great. Tell me the name of your first song that you played.
Oh,
just
that was
now.
Called Lay It Down. That's the title cut of my latest album.
And what would you like to play next?
I think I'm going to play, if I get in tune, I'm going to play the title cut of my album that I put out in 2010, which is called Home.
While Louise is tuning up, I'm going to put a picture of her along with information about tonight's concert on our Facebook page at SLB Radio. It's tonight at 7:30, May 21st, at Sunburst School of Music, along with Pittsburgh's Judith Avers.
It's called Home. Clock, cars for miles, racing lights. Nobody smiles. A driver honks behind me, but I see his tired eyes and I let him go. 'Cause everybody's just trying to get home.
was like a heavy coat. He's home in the checkout line behind an old man, a cart full of cat food, 20 cans, a pack of cigarettes. He's humming a song I don't know. And then he winks and says, I got hungry mouths at home.
Louise Mosry at the Saturday Light Brigade. You seem like a natural. You are a natural singer.
Oh, thank you.
And your writing is so clear, too. How did you? You mentioned feeling a little shy at first coming out.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did. How did you get over that?
You know, I hate to say it, but it was just sheer will. And as my mother would say, bloody-mindedness. I don't know. I when I say I was shy, like in high school, I mean, I'm not kidding. Like, I just didn't talk to people, kind of a thing. And I sure as heck didn't sing in front of anybody. And I don't know. I got to college and I signed up for a voice class. And in that class, I had to sing out loud in front of the other students. There were probably 10 people in the whole class. But the teacher was amazing. She was a really sort of loud and kind of almost like Bette Midler type, you know, just brash and loud and like, come on, get out there and do your thing, you know, kind of thing. And so I think that first class really helped. I mean, I was literally just trembling when I first time I sang in front of the class. And but she taught me great technique. Like, she was really into technique. And so I would get in my car and I'd just practice the technique with the radio, of course, as people do, sing with the radio. And I learned. I mean, I didn't have a great voice, and I was often off key because I wasn't holding my mouth right, you know, I was slightly flat, that sort of a thing. But it's amazing that, I mean, singing is a technique and it's a craft and it's an art form and it's something that you have to practice and really get into and be persistent about, because I have a lot of people come up to me at shows and go, I can't carry a tune. I could never be a singer. You know, I'm like, if I can do it, you can do it. I mean, I did it just through just deciding I was going to do it and then studying it. It's like guitar or anything else, you know. You can learn. You can learn how to sing. And I don't know. I hope everybody should sing. It's an amazing thing. It's an instant mood booster, you know. Even singing the blues, you know. It just sing. It's incredible what just the physical thing of singing will do for your body and for your mood. So
it's pretty hard to be angry if you're singing. You might be sad, yeah. But it's pretty hard to be angry.
Well, even hard metal rap, or that sort of heavy metal, angry singing stuff. I mean, it still improves your mood.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if you get in the car and you're like screaming your head off, I mean, don't hurt your voice, but there's the mom in me. You can't do that.
I know a therapist who suggests that if you're having an argument with your significant other, you should sing your points.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. I mean, really.
Why don't you ever wash the dishes?
If you're really annoyed with your spouse, there's like no way you're going to sing anything to them.
You're probably right.
Louise, so maybe an expletive.
Louise Mosery is here. She's in, from Massachusetts, raised in Tennessee and now living in Western Mass. And tonight she'll be part of the Berg Song series, now in its second season. Ben Shannon coordinating that along with the Sunburst School of Music in Squirrel Hill. Judith Avers is going to play two. I think we're going to have time for two more, if that's okay by you. What would you like to do next?
Well, I'll do the song that I wrote about the Civil War. It's about a specific battle in Franklin, Tennessee, which is just a little town south of Nashville. And the Battle of Franklin was supposed to be the five bloodiest hours of the Civil War, and where 10,000 casualties happened in one afternoon in just the backyards of two families, the Carter family and the Carton plantation. So I wrote this song about little Annie Carter, who was 5 years old that day. So it's called Leave Your Gun. Oh, now they call this place the Valley of Death. But to me it is my only home, it's all I have left. When the war came to our farm, we hid in the cellared earth till the guns silenced, but the smoke still took our breath. Dead Union soldier, a fatal wound to the gut, but his hands are still clutching that gun, just like he forgot. Shallow grave and a prayer to the Lord above, and a wooden cross where we laid him, right there in that mud. Somebody's father, somebody's son, some red-blooded woman's only you can rest here, your work is done. Go on to heaven, brother, leave your gun. Oh, now these Tennessee hills won't ever be the same. I can see blood running down the valley in my restless dreams. A thousand bullet holes in my father's walls and beams. We're glad for the wounded who die in their sleep. Somebody's father, somebody's son, some red-blooded woman's only one. Boy, you can rest now. Work is done. Go on to heaven, brother, and leave your gun. Young Todd Carter
fought alongside those southern men. But caught a bullet in the belly, laid up 3 days in my bed. Mama cried out loud when he shivered hard at the end. And the angels took him home to Jesus, I reckon. And he was my brother, my father's son, my poor dear mother's beloved one. Boy, you can rest here, your work is done. Go on to heaven, go on to heaven, go on to heaven, my brother, where you won't need.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that is music from Louise Masri. And thank you for being here today.
Well, thank you.
Listening to you sing is just really joyful, and the songs are incredible. I finally got a picture of her up on Facebook. It took me a while.
Contorting my face in some strange way.
No.
Trying to sing a song.
It wasn't you. It's not you. It's not you. It's me. It took me a while, but I've got it up there along with a link to how you can find out about tonight's concert with Judith Avers. How can people get to your songs and itinerary directly?
Well, you can go to my website, which is louisemasri.com. If you just Google Louise Masri, you'll come across my Facebook page. You'll come across my website, my Twitter, all those sites. So I figure if you can't find me, you're not looking. It's louisemasri.com. And yeah, please come tonight. I mean, this is going to be really fun. You know, Judith is a great talent, and I'm really looking forward to sharing the stage with her. We're just going to have a ball. So bergsong.com. This is bergsong.com. You can get tickets in advance or, you know, come to the door or whatever. And it's 7:30 showtime.
Sounds like a great evening. What would you like to finish up with?
Let me check my tuning again. Sorry.
Sure. It's our last chance to talk. I want to thank you again for being here early in the morning.
Thank you so much. I almost didn't get here because there was construction on 376, and I just about had a heart attack.
But yeah.
I made it somehow.
Yeah, it's can always plan for construction around Pittsburgh, pretty much.
You know, it's everywhere, isn't it? This song is called "I'll Take You In." It's on the new album as well. I got ears that lend easy, so gon' lay your troubles on me. I got a heart that can love you right where you are. And I got arms that can hold doubt in your soul. So honey, come in from the cold, I'll take you in. Like a cabin in the falling snow, light in the window, quiet as a deep to be brave, cracking jokes just to save face. But when the laughter fades, your eyes give you away. I
Louise Mosry, thank you for being with us.
Thank you. I had a blast.